Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, September 5th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, NATO sends troops to Ukraine. Then, a top CIA officer talks Benghazi stand down. And a man crosses the border with a flag of a terrorist. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
That if, God forbid, Al-Qaeda blows up some college or some school or some military base, we're going to make sure that everybody knows you're behind it opening up those borders.
Well, NATO has approved troops on the Russian border. This comes at a time when both sides involved in a conflict have agreed to a ceasefire. NATO leaders have approved a rapid response force with headquarters in Eastern Europe that they say will send a clear message to any potential aggressor. Poland, Romania, and the Baltic states have offered to host a so-called reception facility for deployment of military equipment. And British Prime Minister David Cameron vowed to deploy 3,500 troops for Operation Spearhead to deal with challenges in Europe, none of which appear to be ISIS, which is kind of odd since they just declared UK a hotbed for jihadism. But while NATO is strategizing, Russia has come up with some military tactics of their own. A Russian general has called for Russia to revamp its military doctrine. It was last updated in 2010. He wants to clearly identify the U.S. and its NATO allies as Moscow's enemy number one. Now, that in itself isn't disturbing, but things get very problematic when the general demands that Russia spell out the conditions under which the country would launch a preemptive nuclear strike against the 28-member military alliance. Now, the 2010 doctrine defines NATO expansion as a threat to Russian national security and reaffirms its right to use nuclear weapons in a defensive posture, but it stops far short of actually declaring NATO as Moscow's primary adversary, and it doesn't actually lay a preemptive nuclear strike scenario out on the table. So now he's saying, when is it okay to launch nukes? The general added that a special attention should also be paid to integrating the functions of the newly created air and space defense forces with Russia's land, sea, and air-based nuclear forces. So while Russia is gearing itself up for preemptive nuclear strikes, NATO and the West, they are surrounding the country with troops and applying more economic sanctions. So just one way to poke the nuclear bear. But while things continue to fare poorly for Kiev and its NATO backers, an unlikely ally has emerged. ISIS to the rescue. Amid NATO's failures in Ukraine, America's terrorist mercenaries threaten war with Russia. This is by Tony Cartolucci, and it's up on InfoWars.com. Threatening to liberate Chechnya and the Caucasus, ISIS would essentially be handing over regions of Russia to its Western and Persian Gulf sponsors. But instead of appearing to stand in solidarity with Russia against a now common enemy, the West instead has seized on the opportunity to instill fear. The Fortune 500-funded Carnegie Europe think tank recently published an op-ed titled, "Forget NATO, Russia's Got Bigger Problems," and it contains some astounding admissions. NATO's agenda is expanding itself all along Russia's borders. The EU is now in direct competition with Russia over the future of the lands that are straddling the EU and Russia, and that its plans in Ukraine are in utter disarray. What could deter Putin is his own combustible southern flank and Islamic State, which Russia would be very unwise to ignore. It is these threats that are far, far more dangerous to Russia than NATO's limited intentions in Poland and the Baltic states. Now, if Putin thinks that NATO and the EU are his big threats, competitors, and enemies, he hasn't seen anything yet. The threat is clear. ISIS, which is a creation of the U.S., European, Saudi, Qatari, and Israeli design, is now being used as a global mercenary force, much like Al-Qaeda was since its inception in the 1980s in Afghanistan. Now, Cartolucci argues that allowing ISIS to control large portions of the region would allow the West to perpetuate Al-Qaeda throughout the developing world, basically granting global hegemony uncontested globally as well as at home, which is precisely why we are now hearing that ISIS is a threat to the United States. Rand Paul said that Obama basically turned Libya into a jihadist wonderland. Well, now a U.S. security team that was in Benghazi will speak out for the first time this evening. They are admitting to being given the stand down orders. And they said a top CIA officer in Benghazi at the time gave them those stand down orders. They say after a delay of nearly 30 minutes, the security team headed to the besieged consulate without orders. They also asked their CIA superiors to call for armed air support, which never came. Now looking back, the security team said they believe that if they hadn't been delayed for nearly half an hour, or if the air support had come, things might have turned out differently. But of course, that was not part of the plan. No one was to ever discover that arms were being funneled out of Libya and into the hands of rebels, which we now know as ISIS. So while propaganda has continued to portray ISIS as this mortal enemy of the West, it has failed to account for how this regional military force could pop up practically overnight and then challenge both the National Army of Iraq and the Syrian Arab Army without any significant state sponsorship. How do they have all this money? How do they have all of these weapons? The propaganda here is kind of falling loosely. But now the West is even using their mercenaries to threaten us here in America. But while the security personnel may have stood down in Benghazi, we have one Texas sheriff who says he's ready for ISIS and their supposed threat. This is Midland County Sheriff Gary Painter, and he says there are ISIS cells operating in Juarez. These people have said they're going to take over, they're going to strike, they're going to hit, and we are going to be ready. He said, if it happens, we're going to handle it. I can promise you that. Now, to put Americans at ease, the Secretary of Homeland Security released a statement saying, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are unaware of any specific credible threat to the U.S. Of course, this allows the perfect excuse for a false flag terror attack on the United States, which, of course, will be used to strip us of our liberties. They can just say, oh, there's no credible threat. We know you're hearing radio chatter and ex-CIA officials are telling you that there is an actual threat and that there are ISIS cells operating there in Mexico, but we don't know anything about that. False flag. Absolutely. The threat is the wide open border, which we have been saying repeatedly here. Now, according to an alert that was released by watchdog group Judicial Watch, it cites high-level law enforcement and intelligence sources. Islamic terrorist groups are operating in Juarez. They're planning to attack the U.S. with car bombs or other vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices. Now, that kind of sounds a lot like the FBI-backed terror plot where they were going to send car bombs to Times Square. Now, despite these warnings that Islamic State terrorists are plotting to carry out attacks on the homeland from their base in Juarez, InfoWars reporter Joe Biggs crossed the U.S. border from Mexico dressed as an ISIS militant. He wanted to illustrate just how easy it is for anyone to get into America. Oh, but they're saying there is no threat, nothing to worry about. Don't worry about our little false flag that we're planning for you. And just to display how absolutely ludicrous it is that we have these wide open borders, but we're being told to fear this Western created global mercenary group, ISIS. We wanted to show how much of a joke this all is. So just to display how absolutely ludicrous it is that we have these wide open borders while there's the threat of the West's global mercenary ISIS directly across in Mexico, here we have issued our very own ice bucket challenge to President Obama. Here is ISIS taking us out to break.
Since you have made it so easy for the Caliphate ISIS group to come into your country, I challenge you, President Barack Obama, to take the ISIS head bucket challenge. Do not listen to your conservative swine or your patriotic groups, your Tea Party. Ignore them. Leave the borders wide open for me and my brethren to come in and do psychotic things. You created us. Love us. Let us in. Let us go running around and killing and taking places over. That's why you made us, isn't it? I will take this bucket of heads. and dump it on me. This is the ISIS bucket challenge for President Barack Obama. Take it. Hello, Lakba. America is ours.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com here at the last day of our reporting in El Paso, Texas. So far, we've shown you time and time again that our borders are being left unsecure intentionally by the Obama administration. They're not using the funds that they say they are. You know, we have Feinstein, we have Harry Reid. They're all saying that the border is secure.
The border is secure.
And the Department of Homeland Security is preparing for as many as 90,000 such children to arrive in the country by the end of this year. The numbers are so great and so unprecedented that our federal agencies, understandably, are having difficulty carrying out the procedures and timelines in place. And I just want to take a moment to thank all our people, whether it's Border Patrol, ICE, or anybody else, or Homeland Security, for the excellent job they are doing.
And we continue to come down here and bring you videos, give you proof that our borders are left wide open. And we showed you a video last night that other than Mexicans, out of 75 different countries, are able to come in here and move freely throughout our country. So what makes you think that ISIS couldn't do the same? We fund them, we give them the money.
I think it's going to turn out maybe this weekend in a new special that Brett Baer is going to have Friday that's going to show some of those weapons from Benghazi ended up in the hands of ISIS. So we help build ISIS. Now, there's a danger there.
They're supposedly down here in Juarez right now. There's an imminent attack threat that's going on in the area. People are taking it seriously. So what I want to do is kind of say, screw you to ISIS. You're not going to come in our country. You're not going to threaten me. You're not going to make me feel like I can't move freely about in my own home. I don't like the threats. I don't like the beheadings. And if you come around here, patriots, militias, info warriors alike, we will stand up. We will rise up against you guys. You're a bunch of cowards. I saw a video of you yesterday where you guys were whimpering and crying right before you got shot after you were caught. ISIS? Come on. You guys are a joke. But this is the worst looking flag ever. Like, what is that? Scribble? What does that say? You guys probably can't even read it because half of you aren't even from Iraq or Afghanistan or anything like that. You guys just wave this flag around, not even know what the hell it means. You haven't done anything for it. So this is what I say to your flag. ISIS, go back home. You come to America, we're gonna beat you down. You guys are a joke. This message is for ISIS and the Obama administration, because you, sir, are Dr. Frankenstein. This message goes to you and the monster you created. If you screw with my people, our country, the people who love liberties, love being patriots, love having the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, if you come in and you try to strip us of that, we will stand up. We will rise up. We're not going to be pushed over. I can guarantee you that. Once again, I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here, an electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution, the new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Breaking news! MSG is actually good for you. This message is brought to you by the American Chemical Society. Yes, a group who stands to gain untold sums in revenue by keeping you hooked on literal food crack, released this video explaining how glutamate is a naturally occurring chemical. It occurs naturally in many foods and is also found in your body. Therefore, it must be safe to eat. And for those of us experiencing headaches, nausea, heart palpitations, hyperactivity, and a myriad of other physical ailments, well, it's probably all just in your head. Now, scientists do report that mild symptoms can occur in some individuals, but only if they consume large amounts of MSG on an empty stomach. One article asks, if MSG is so bad for you, then why doesn't everyone in Asia have a headache? And that's a very good question. But whether or not it exists in nature or it's used widely in Asia is irrelevant. Not only does the video fail to explain how naturally occurring glutamate differs from industrially produced glutamate, it's the way that MSG is used in our culture that is directly linked to the long list of problems associated with MSG. Overprocessed, packaged, and canned foods lacking in nutrition are coated with MSG to give it flavor. It's the American way. And MSG is a crucial ingredient in no-fat or low-fat food. Now, it's well known that sugar and salt are not healthy in the quantities that Americans are consuming, but couple that with a good coating of MSG, an ingredient that literally makes you crave more, it's no wonder that 1 in 3 adults in the West are considered clinically obese. Not only is MSG tricking your body into wanting more, Moorish additives in processed foods have been linked to a number of adverse health effects. Board-certified neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock explains the very real dangers of MSG.
When we look at the effects of MSG, monosodium glutamate, and other food additives that are excitotoxins on brain and behavior, all of these things that are ending up in our water system, our food that are being given as food additives, we're seeing some common effects. They have behavioral effects, they have reproductive effects, and they have effects on health like cancer and degenerative brain disorders. And it's well demonstrated in the scientific literature. The question you have is, why are the regulatory agencies not approaching this? why are they still allowing this when there's compelling evidence that it's harmful? Just to be on the safe side, you would think, when millions of people are exposed to this every day, they would at least warn the public that it has effects on your reproduction, has effects on your risk of cancer, has effects on your brain function, your cognitive function, your memory, learning. It has effects on the development of the brain of the child. When all these things are known and in the scientific literature and peer-reviewed journal, why is the public being kept in the dark? There's only two choices you have in this debate. Either they're incredibly stupid and incompetent or criminal, or they're doing it on purpose for a reason, which goes back to the Rockefeller design of human engineering.
To the degree that MSG is not merely used in food, but is in certain vaccines as an injected ingredient, now we're talking about something that is much more ominous, because when you inject somebody with a substance, whatever it is, it bypasses portals of self-defense in the body, immune system defense, because you inject it directly in. It's much more dangerous than if you were eating it. So to the degree that MSG is used in vaccines, this is even more dangerous. And so when these chemical groups and so forth begin to hustle and sell and hype and promote MSG because, you know, they want to sell it, which is what they're doing, this is highly disturbing, to say the least, because we're also now talking about trying to exonerate it as an ingredient in vaccines. And now we're talking about much more serious damage here.
Much like the argument for adding fluoride to the water, the very fact that there are even minimal risks involved should give pause to any company that's considering profit over people. And until we can trust these corporations to do that, we must trust ourselves and beware of government-funded research that reaches government-approved conclusions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
You may have been one of the nearly 6 million people who watched this mutant spider dog terrorizing innocent bystanders on YouTube today. Well, we thought it was pretty funny, but not as terrifying as some real mutants that are out there.
Obviously, that was a dog wearing a costume, but there are real examples of genetic splicing. And while there may not be any actual spider dogs, at least none that I'm aware of, there are, in fact, spider goats.
And so these, right, kids have the genes for a spider in them.
Yes.
It's insane. And where does the spider silk actually come from? I mean, where do you get it?
Well, it was designed so it comes in the milk.
They look like such normal goats, but in fact they're totally unique and bizarre. I mean, this is bizarre.
I guess I would not say it's bizarre.
The goats milk out a super strong silk that can be used for body armor as well as other things. And if that wasn't enough, how about a glow-in-the-dark pet? Jellyfish genes have been injected into cats and other animals to give them their distinctive look. And to round things out, trout have been genetically modified to have 6-pack abs. Scientists achieved this by switching off a gene that normally stunts muscle growth. So whether it's a bodybuilder fish or some other type of scientific anomaly, I don't want anything that man's been playing God with to end up on my dinner plate. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
So who knows the purpose of creating mutant fish with 6-packs, but we do know why they are creating some robots. Job competition. China, workers in China are already being replaced with robots. They're efficient. They work 24/7. No need to talk, eat, or drink. And best of all, you don't have to pay them. And there are also other benefits to having robots working for you. They don't get hurt. And they also don't need to have those suicide nets outside the windows after workers go crazy for being there nonstop. Now, this is according to the International Federation of Robotics. They say nearly 180,000 industrial robots were sold worldwide last year, with a fifth of those sales being in China. So what does China plan to do with all of those workers who are being replaced? And just think about what that means for us here in the U.S. as robots are now starting to take over our jobs. According to the latest reports, the labor force participation rate has hit a 36-year low, with a record 92-plus million Americans, 16 and older, not participating in labor in August. Now, this number does not include those who are unemployed but actively seeking work. So now, not only do we have to worry about robots taking our jobs, but we also have to worry about illegal aliens and those who Obama would like to grant worker visas to. He's not really concerning himself with getting everyone here employed in America. He wants to bring in even more competition. And of course, he wants to do all of this without congressional approval. What else is Obama up to that we don't know about? Well, that is the problem, because apparently the most transparent administration ever is better at being the most opaque.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. Now, Justice Louis Brandeis once said, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking. Because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public, no more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president.
person.
At this very moment, there are upwards of 50,000 brand new illegal aliens roaming around the United States. And not only does the administration that funded their arrival not know where they aren't going to tell you. Why would they? You are the enemy.
Let us all remember who the real enemy is. And the real enemy is the Tea Party.
The vets know it's a psyop and aren't going to stop. This is only going to get worse once it starts. And again, there's no veterans doing anything right now. No IEDs, no cops being targeted. They are literally getting the police to pick a fight with veterans. They're hardening facilities, putting in infrastructure, building their new private internet. I mean, it's a total takeover. It's literally, let me not exaggerate, 30 times bigger than the Manhattan Project. This secret police state project against America, this treason, this Vichy French takeover is just mega massive.
Meanwhile, our country is facing a real terrorist threat on its wide open borders.
Thank you, Obama, for leaving your southern borders open so ISIS can terrorize America.
The widespread exposure of Ebola in the United States is just one undocumented illegal away, and our self-proclaimed transparent president refuses to answer any questions.
We should never forget that we are here as public servants, and public service is a privilege. It's not about advantaging yourself. It's not about advancing your friends or your corporate clients. It's not about advancing an ideological agenda or the special interests of any organization. Public service is simply and absolutely about advancing the interests of Americans. The men and women in this room understand this, and that's why you're here.
Illegal aliens are reaping the rewards of free health care, bus vouchers to any destination in America, unhindered access via the TSA and DHS, transitioning in multi-million dollar taxpayer facilities, educational assistance, and what jobs are left in an economy with 92 million United States citizens unemployed. While it is absolutely unlawful to hire an undocumented worker, the Obama administration reduced the fines by an average of 40%, according to an audit released in February of 2014. Just last month, there were 418 charges of child rapes in North Carolina, home to a wide range of sanctuary cities. As the alleged rape of American children goes unreported by the mainstream media, it isn't just the president that is blatantly ambiguous concerning the real predicament we all face. The media colludes unabated as the engineered collapse unfolds. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, please head on over to Prison Planet TV and become a subscriber. It is only by our subscribers and our active viewers and listeners that we are able to bring you this show. Thanks for tuning in to the show tonight. We'll see you here Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Come. InfoWars has received a curious job posting showing that the Houston Fire Department has a classified position with Homeland Security or police background preferred. Remember, this is a fire department looking for Homeland Security or police background. The position will require analytic ability and inductive thinking to address unusual or complex situations. And this secret policeman inside the fire department will require diplomacy to persuade prominent persons like community leaders, business leaders, and government officials. Earlier this summer, the Pentagon killed a 60-year program supplying surplus military equipment to rural and small-town fire departments, setting off a firestorm of controversy. The program was eventually restored, but at the same time they killed surplus equipment for fighting fires, they were lavishing equipment on police departments to fight citizens. But now the feds are currying favor with fire departments, giving them equipment like rugged laptops, and making sure the firemen know who their sugar daddy is, Homeland Security. And they've created a classified position to influence, persuade, perhaps say something if they see something in the fire department or in the community. After all, who would think that a fireman would be a spy for DHS? But in Stasi America, Fed spies and propagandists are everywhere. Homeland Security, deconstructing America through bribery, influence, and spying since 2002.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.